SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio si Johnny Cicleo at si RJ Bermejo, dalawang kabataan kasali sa mga youth groups, si mga kumakanta dito sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Melbourne at ating pag-uusapan ng nalalapit na konsyerto nila. Reason for the season. Magandang araw, Johnny Cicleo.
Kamusta po?
Mabuti, salamat sa panahon mo.
You're welcome.
Magandang araw, RJ Bermejo.
Hi po.
Yan. Salamat. So, year 12 kayong dalawa.
Yep.
Wow. So, busy.
Yeah, very busy with exams.
Anong pinaghahandaan mo para sa university, Janice?
Hopefully to become a pediatric nurse. But...
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
I'm obsessed with kids.
Hopefully not having them anytime soon.
No.
Just taking care of them.
Yeah, just taking care of them.
So, what brought about this? Are your parents from the nursing sector as well, or?
Yeah, a lot of them are a lot of nurses, and I think just growing up in a big family as well, full of kids, it's really inspired me to be a part of that as well.
So, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be finishing up sometime soon.
Yeah.
Ikaw, RJ, anong pinag-aaralan mo para sa VCE?
So in VCE, I'm doing 5 subjects. So English, legal studies, health, and music, and Indonesian.
Legal studies. Do you want to be a solicitor?
No, I did legal because mom forced me.
I take it your mom's Filipino.
Yeah, Filipino, and all they ever want for their siblings, their children to be is a lawyer or a doctor.
Doctor.
That's right. If you've got Filipino parents, there's 3. You become a doctor, a lawyer, or a priest.
A priest.
That's so true. Growing up in the Philippines, those are the 3 things that you have to watch that your parents ever hope your kids to be. Mm. A lawyer, a doctor, or a priest. So I take it it's either a lawyer or a doctor for you because you're taking up health as well.
Yeah, trying.
Pressure?
A lot of pressure.
So growing up with Filipino parents here in Australia, how hard or easy it is for you, RJ? You first, because your parents aren't here.
All right. We moved here in 2006, so... Yeah, so I was born in the fields. And I guess it was just hard to adapt to Australian culture, as in I had to do prep again and, like, meet new friends. And Aussie slang was hard to understand.
At first?
Yeah, at first. And then, through the years, like, mum helped me a lot to settle in and fit in into... where I feel comfortable and where, like, I can be myself.
Mm.
But, the experience has been a good one. Some tears here and there, but definitely, like, a good experience.
So you left when you were a child?
Yeah, five years old.
So there wasn't much connection back then as if you compared to if you left during your teenage years, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but growing up from the Philippines, what is it that you remember most?
Remember most is just the traffic.
The traffic. Have you been back since you migrated?
We went back in 2011.
So what was it like for you?
It was really good. I really missed Jollibee.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And just obviously meeting the cousins and the relatives back in Phil's. And then, just seeing how lucky I was to come to Melbourne and, like, to live here and then, like, seeing their living circumstances. So, yeah.
Ikaw, Janice, nung lumipat ka dito o pinanganak ka dito?
Yeah, I was born here.
What's it like growing in a Filipino household as a teenager?
I think I did have it a lot easier than RJ did because I was born here. You know, I didn't really have to adjust to a different culture because I was almost already so used to it. But I think it's the same, like, my parents have taught me to be a lot more grateful as well, especially, you know, in the Philippines, not a lot of people are privileged as we are. And I think they've always taught me to embrace the culture, even though I was born here. It's really important for me to embrace it and really be a part of it as well.
When people ask you, are you Filipino or are you Australian or are you, how do you identify?
I say I'm Filipino.
You don't say Filipino Australian?
No, I really do say that I'm full Filipino, I think. I'm really proud of that as well.
How about you, RJ? What do you say when people ask you?
Yeah, I am Pinoy.
And so growing up Pinoy with Pinoy parents, there's a difference between, I remember from growing up, I couldn't just leave the house. You know, I had to ask my dad a month in advance before I could go out. And I had to schedule it. And I had to leave daylight, come back when there was still daylight.
Yep.
So is that how it is for you growing up?
100%. I think especially you have to clean your room first and make sure everything's okay before you can even go out. I think sometimes I get scared to even ask because I just already know that it's going to be declined anyway.
Why do you know it's going to be declined? Are you up to something cheeky?
No, they're just really strict, I think. But at the same time, it's like I don't really have a problem with it because I'd rather have parents that are really overprotective of me and know that whatever is better for me, I guess.
Do they chaperone you?
No.
Lucky
when I'm
you.
Out? No, I don't think so. No.
See, I had to be chaperoned until I was 16, I think.
No.
So you're very lucky.
Yeah.
What about you, RJ? Do you have to ask a week or a month in advance?
Yeah, so if I want to go out, I have to be good the whole week. So
you have to do the dishes?
Yeah, so when I wake up on Saturday morning, all I hear is, Jay, ang dami ko na inutos! I'm like, yeah, so do that quickly. And I ask, Mom, can I go out? And she's like, okay. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
And then do you ask for like, going out money?
Of course, all the time.
So do you work as well? Or
no, not I stopped working when exams came.
For VCE?
Yeah.
But before that?
Yeah, I used to work at Hungry Jack's.
Ah, so you get free burgers all the time?
Yeah.
So what is it growing up Filipino that you think is your advantage to others, to your peers who are non-Filipinos?
I reckon it's just like the extended family.
Yeah.
As in like, because when you're Filo, like, you have a tita that's not really your tita, but is your tita, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So,
a
yeah,
huge family.
Yeah, so it's just like,
network.
Yeah, exactly. So it just extends to like, it just keeps going.
You have titas and titas that can feed you anytime.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, and you just call for help whenever you can. And yeah, like, I don't know if like people who aren't Filo have that particularly.
And you are active in the ministry, in the church, correct? You are part of the... Yeah.
Worship team.
Worship team.
Yeah.
So that's... Is that when you sing?
Yeah, sing and play guitar.
So how has that helped you navigate your way through your teen years?
I reckon... me personally, like, it's just... like, a time for me and God, obviously. So, like, whenever things were tough... Like, I could just, you know, get my guitar and sing either good or bad, but, like, God wouldn't care. And so, like, it just helps me get through the stressful times and know that, like, obviously, when bad times come, good things are coming also.
So do you feel like you're able to relate or relax when you sing and you play your guitar?
Yeah, I reckon.
How old were you when you first played your guitar? Or when you realized you liked the guitar?
I think I was 9 years old. And then from then on, yeah, I just kept playing.
So who taught you?
First, I had lessons. Mum brought me to lessons when I was 9. And then afterwards, the place closed down. So I just learnt off YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
Since then?
Yeah.
So is your mom one of those parents like, you have to learn an instrument?
Yep. 100%.
So your mom's really Filipino.
Yeah.
What about you? When did you realize, Janice, that you had a beautiful voice?
I think sometimes I still forget it, honestly. I don't like feeling as if, you know, I'm like the best or like I'm that great. But I think... being a child in a Filipino household, all your titas can sing. Like, everyone can do something. And, you know, my titas always encouraged me to use my blessing as a something to show people, and especially, yeah, my tita's just always there to support and encourage. My parents sing all the time, but I think it is different. I didn't really get forced to play an instrument, but yeah.
Because you sing.
Yeah, I guess that's my own instrument, but...
If you can sing and you can play the guitar, and when you're around your titas and titas, do your parents go like, Janice, come on, sing the song from Taylor Swift?
100%.
What about you, RJ?
Yeah, but I always run away. Still kind of shy.
So you can't go out on Saturday night if you don't sing or play the guitar.
Yeah, so if I needed to go out, I'd definitely sing.
So what was the first song that you guys learned? What about you, Janice?
The first song that I could sing was a song that my tita was obsessed with. It was by Rihanna called Take a Bow. I just remember it so clearly. I think that was when I realized, like, oh, you know, I can kind of sing. Like, she really, you know, she took me into a room and she just told me to just sing. And I think that song really, like, kind of, like, made me realize as well.
Can you sing a few lines?
How about a round of applause? Standing ovation, 'cause you put on quite a show. Really had me going. Now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show. Very entertaining. But it's over now. But it's over now. Go on and take a bow.
So when you sing, is it like RJ as well, that it's some sort of like a meditation or a prayer for you?
Yeah, I think it's something, it's something that like I just like to do on my own as well. Like I know that I'm really content in the way that I do it and everything. And I think, it's something that makes me connect, especially with God as well.
What about you, RJ? What was the first song that you learned on your guitar?
I think it was I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Can you play us a few lines?
It just goes... Yeah.
What about the song? You gonna sing too?
No, I just play guitar.
So, what do you do, like, when you have a bad day?
Oh, when I have a bad day?
Cry.
I don't think I get that much of bad days, per se. But, when I do get a bad day, I'm just really grumpy.
What about your music? Do you play?
When things go wrong, I think I just lock myself in my room and just play music.
What kind? Like, do you do rock and roll or new wave? Or?
No, I think just gentle, just for me to like close my eyes and like play without really playing, and just calm down before I talk to mum because she might pamalo me.
Pamalo.
Yeah.
Palu in, not pomalo.
Yeah, that.
Like pomalo is like the stick that you used to.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that. Use the pamalo to palo me. There we go.
There you go. Really good.
Yes.
Play a few lines of the song that would help calm you down, or...
Do I have to sing too?
Yeah, you should.
All right.
You can give it a go.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you.
You should sing more often.
I know.
So, reason for the season is a benefit concert. For
church campus down in the east side near Dandenong.
So this would help
pay for the building and also with all the renovations and stuff. Yeah.
So what? How important is the church for you, Janice?
For me?
Like to go somewhere to be with?
Yeah, I think I mean, any church I feel like is important as well. I mean, it's a place, even though you can do it anywhere, you know, church is a place where you can really connect yourself with you and your God, I guess. It really, you know, you can be anywhere in your journey, in your faith, and I think church is a really good place to explore that.
And it can be anywhere, right?
Yeah, of course, anywhere.
And you're part of the reason for the season as well.
Yeah.
So this will be on the 1st of December.
Yep.
At the Knox Community Arts Center.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Right. So looking forward to hearing more songs. But in the meantime, you're going to sing for us, right?
Be somewhere, even if I can. I know you don't really see my worth. You think you're the last guy on earth. But life got news for you. I know I'm not that strong, but it won't take long. Won't take long. Someone's gonna love me the way I wanted you to name me. Someday, someone's gonna take your place. One day, I'll forget about you. You'll see, I won't even miss you. Someday, someday. Right now, I know you can tell I'm down and I'm not doing well. One day these tears, they will run dry. I won't have to cry sweet goodbye. Cause someday someone's gonna love me the way I wanted you to name me. Someday someone's gonna take your place. Someone's gonna be there. Someday someone's gonna love me the way I wanted you to need me. Someday someone's gonna take your place. One day I'll forget about you. You'll see I won't even miss you. Someday, someday.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.